Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about the 8 steps a brand manager needs to take to invite a celebrity to your event and not sabotage a celebrity endorsement partnership, while still ensuring that the brand gets everything they need from the experience. You know, when brands throw parties, trade shows, brand launch events, one of the best ways to grab media attention is to have celebrities attend. But safeguards really are needed. Things often go awry, and the fact is, most high-caliber celebrities don't attend anything for free, no matter how awesome the brand is, which is extremely costly in the long run for the brand. It's a big investment. Not only do these celebrities not attend for free, you have to negotiate every single solitary thing up front. Forget to ask for a social post? Need a CEO meet and greet? Guess what? Ka-ching! Spend more money in the long run. Even when the brand does secure the celebrity with some cash, many brand managers sabotage the process by not being prepared with enough knowledge up front to truly get expectations met at the end of the day. You know, there are a number of reasons why a brand brings in celebrities to an event, and some of them include the fact that celebrities get media to attend and cover the event. Celebrities also provide photo ops that will later on make the event appear even more exciting. We're talking about splashy sizzle reels. Celebrities can also impact their own fan bases through social media and raise awareness of the event if you're having them post before, during, or after. Celebrities are super PR friendly, and they provide content for public relations story development. Celebrities also excite other event attendees, whether they are distributors, C-level executives, or the general public. And celebrities can get more celebrities who you don't necessarily pay to attend, just by having a big name attached. Before initial contact is ever made with a celebrity, the brand manager is going to need to figure out the overall plan, as without one, securing celebrities can become extremely costly, take up a lot of wasted time, and absolutely ruin executives' expectations. No one wants an angry boss. Case in point, celebrities won't add on aspects to their event attendance after the offer is made without some significant price increases. In the worst of cases, some poorly planned activations have stirred up massive legal issues and negative public attention. You don't want that to happen to you. So before reach out begins, brand managers should ensure that they have put together a very, very thorough plan. So to start, you want to make sure you finalize all the event materials. The celebrity is going to want to know about the event, and the best way to do this is to share the event marketing materials that will be used, including the invitation, and supplement with a brand overview sheet on what the brand is trying to accomplish and the reason why. Try making this reason not about selling product, as that is already a given. This is the opportunity to have the celebrity understand and share the higher vision and be motivated by it to attend. Okay, secondly, the next thing you're going to want to do is figure out who to contact. You want to determine what celebrity type is the right one for the event. Is it a true A-list star power, or is a B-list or even C-list star power going to get you the attention needed? Is it a musician, an athlete, an actor, or personality? Who's the best fit? Is there a specific age range that's more on target? Is the objective to have a celebrity with an obvious brand fit, or just general pop culture that drives media flashbulbs? Think about what the brand needs instead of personal celebrity favorites people want to meet. No matter the answer, get the entire brand management team on board before outreach begins. Also, be realistic. Celebrities that are working currently may not be available due to film shoots or music tours. If the celebrity has their hand in too many things, including supporting numerous brand events, then they may not have any time or energy left to give you the support that you're really going to want. There are also celebrities who do all they can do to avoid the media spotlight, choosing to very sparingly support events and typically only their own personal causes and charities. Celebrities with something to promote may be more press hungry and eager to attend the event than their counterparts. Do they have a new TV show launching, a new feature film, a new book that they wrote? Research what they're doing, what's going on in their lives, what's on the horizon. The third step is to figure out who is going to do the actual contacting, the outreach. Don't make the mistake of thinking that more agencies or people doing outreach on your behalf is better. This is the number one way brands fail in celebrity reach out. Don't sign with more than one agency to do reach out at the same time. If there is any concern or lack of confidence in the agency reaching out or the individuals on your team doing so, provide a reasonable time limit for them to work, with a cancellation clause if no talent is secured by an early enough date to change direction. If more than one agency approaches talent or their management with an offer, the brand actually drives the price tag up of the talent. It's not competitive, you're competing against yourself, and you're creating a massive drive there. Typically, the agencies are offering different rates during negotiations, or even add-on services from product trade, car service, hair and makeup, and once the management hears about what could be potentially offered when you've had one agency go in low and one goes in high, all they're gonna consider is the higher fee. You just need to have one person say the wrong thing and your entire strategy is not so good. If one more agency is hired to secure talent, provide talent type differentiation for them to approach, such as by celebrity type. So you could have one talent agency going after music, one going after sports personalities, one after actors, but really you should do all in the same because the management agency firms that are out there who are making the decisions and presenting these offers actually directly to their client, they represent everyone under the sun. And sometimes you can actually leverage by working with one agent and working with a number of their specific celebrity talent. Brands really lose in any scenario where more than one agency is hired to approach and secure similar or the same talent. Your fourth step is to really set the fee offer. Celebrity outreach is not a fixed price initiative. This is not a rate card where you do X, Y, Z and it gets to be this much money. Everything is a guess about what's going to work and when and how. Talent managers do not provide a magic number listed on that celebrity cheat referencing how much their celebrity talent is. It's a dance, with the talent management trying to get the best offer and the brand trying to stay in budget and not give away the farm. Know the realistic budgets that you have allocated for this event, and this will help streamline and guide what is realistic for talent to be able to be sourced. No, if you go in too low, you are going to cut out other talent that might consider something. So you really do want to be realistic and not just try going in to not spend money. If you want good talent, you're going to have to spend some money. Most talent management firms don't want to present anything lower ever than a $50,000 deal for an A-lister. And some of those figures will go up to six figures very, very quickly and very easily. And for a brand throwing an event, that budget can be absolutely overwhelming. There are celebrities that can be secured for a fifth of that price tag, but the talent type will probably reflect that. Set your standard rates for talent ranges to keep within. If the type of caliber of talent is above the budget rate, take a hard look to see if the offer should be increased. All the hard dollar items, the car, the hair and makeup, the product trade, the airfare, and hotel, should be kept in mind to see what items should be leveraged to try to lower rates. And yes, you are going to have to provide a car and driver. You are going to have to provide hair and makeup. You are going to have to provide travel. So just know that that's part of this. Your next step is to actually make the offer. When the plan is in place and the brand management team has agreed upon a general budget, as well as the type of celebrity to approach, it's time to create an offer letter outlining the deal points. The letter states what the talent is required to do, social media, red carpet, meet and greets, product photos, interviews, all of those types of things, as well as what time they're committed to arrive and stay until. Do not think that the celebrity will have such an awesome time at your event that they want to stay until the end. Typically, they leave the minute their time requirement ends. Literally, you are going to be saying, I want you there for 2 hours, and at 2 hours and 1 minute, they are gone. Set a deadline on your offer letter. Let the celebrity know that if a response is not provided within a preset reasonable amount of time, that the deal expires. Celebrity managers take these offers very, very seriously. And the brand needs to safeguard the reputation by not randomly tossing offers everywhere to see where what will stick. Really, once you actually make an offer to a manager or a talent firm, that's a firm offer. It is in writing and you are committed. A strategic plan is truly needed, with celebrity offer letters made based on what the actual available budget is and not exceeding it. If all the offers are approved, the brand manager is going to be in a rough spot looking for more dollars to uphold those obligations. We've seen it. It does happen, so be careful there. Next level that you need to think about is the paper trail. Expect to have one or more counteroffers that the brand can choose to accept or deny. So here's where that making the offer actually can be ended. If the talent says no, and they counter, you can walk away. The talent manager is going to be looking to make the most money for the celebrity. And this is a dialogue. The dance continues. You want to hold off on some of that product trade out to sweeten the pot if necessarily. Once the offer is accepted by the talent, be sure to create a contract outlining the specifics of what has been agreed to. This will also include when payments will be made. They will request up front. Brands can negotiate for 50% up front, 50% day of, day later after the event, proof upon social posts. There's a lot of things that you can do. And every detail that the celebrity is expected to execute, their social posts, their product pictures, their meet and greets, who they're going to stand by as far as a CEO or other executive, the red carpet, every last little thing needs to be in that contract. The contract should also include what happens if calamity arises and the celebrity has to cancel, and how much money will be refunded if that happens as well. It does happen, and frequently. Life happens, things happen, accidents happen, people break ankles, people get sick. Having more than one celebrity in place will help safeguard your event overall to make sure that if that does happen, you still have a good plan for moving forward. Your next step is to figure out how to contact that celebrity. And celebrities can be secured through their talent managers or their publicists. These contacts can be found through sites like IMDb Pro. There's a pro version and a non-pro version. Pay the money, get the pro version. It's better. You can contact them through contactanycelebrity.com or whorepresents.com. Those are all known and fairly up-to-date databases. You're going to expect to have to pay a higher price tag if the brand reaches out directly instead of having a seasoned professional assist you. Just know that. Agencies know how to get lower rates. Brands doing outreach and reaching out on their own behalf, when they only do so every now and again, you're not getting your preferred rates. And really, the easiest way to make celebrity events happen is to work with an entertainment marketing agency that has established contacts with the talent directly, as well as their personal contacts, their management, their PR and talent agency, and who really know what the celebrity's rates range from and which celebrities live up to their contractual expectations. Because it doesn't always happen. Things do happen, contracts are not met, and at the end of the day, you want to look at the overall versus every single solitary line item. But there are definitely better people to work with than some others. You know, working with a company that has experience in the space is going to help you get the results you want while saving you a lot of time and energy, as well as dollars. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful and really would appreciate it if you would share any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.